Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never
Keep your hand upon me. That's no easy. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase. Touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me every day.
Can you say one more time, be a fence,
be a fence,
say,
be a fence all around me.
I see you there, I see you. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battles,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
Lord,
yeah,
this is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every
your mouth. Run, get your dance on. Come on. Be a prisoner.
Jesus, be a
prisoner. Hey.
Jesus, be a
prisoner. Cause I need protection.
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 Along the
protection.
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 Along the
a strong tower,
my family,
along the way.
Be
a fencer,
be a
fencer now, be a fencer now. Come on, be a fencer now. Hey, protection,
protection,
protection.
Salvation,
strong tower.
Everybody, happy Sunday, happy Eagles Victory Day, and welcome to the Inspiration Factory, offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in. This is the product of none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, who is our CEO and also happens to be the CEO of our sponsor, Raw Links. Awesome, awesome, awesome jewels. You better check them out. I got mine. You better get yours. Tonight you're joined with me, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Alonzo. Mr. California, how's it going with you tonight, bro?
Another day, another dollar, brother. How you doing tonight?
I knew that's right. That's a beautiful thing. You see, it's 17-0, I do believe, the Eagles. I just wanted to throw that out there. But,
well, yeah, I'm in there for the good game, so I'm not even mad.
It's going to be a good one. Matter of fact, I know it's going to be a good one. But I'd rather be here for the time that we're going to be here. We got a couple callers, and I'm going to put this out there now. Since we're so few in callers, it gives us a little opportunity to play around a little bit. So we can do a double dip. So when your mic gets open, you can do your first piece. And then if you have one, you can do a second piece. Then we'll move on to the next caller. All right. And before we get started, as always, here at the Inspiration Factory, we have to ready to show in. So, why don't y'all take a little stroll with me to the throne? And let's take a moment to clear our heads of the football and the distractions, and let's go before the throne of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for life, liberty, health, all that you do for us. Father God, as we enjoy presence on this platform, we invite you, Lord, to have your way, Father God, to touch us, to use the poems that you want us to use this evening, that they might touch the people that you want them to touch. Father God, we invite you here, we welcome you here, and we praise you here. We just look forward with anticipation to what it is you're about to bring to this platform. It's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. And with that, who wants to do some poetry? I understand that tonight, Alonzo, you're just going to be commenting on poetry and you're not going to share nothing with us tonight, which is okay for tonight.
Yeah.
Called in kind of... Kind of encourage your brother to put that pen to paper and join us. I'm going to stick everybody on your logo. You're past your mark, so you can get on.
I don't you got to check. I don't want you thinking that. I don't want you getting them thinking that I'm scared, because that's not what it is. I ain't scared. I'm just waiting for that moment. I got to build up.
Okay. I respect that. Get them, y'all.
Look, I ain't running. Look, bring it. Open arms. I'm taking them.
All right. Let me see. I had one pulled out for tonight. This one I wrote a few nights ago, and I almost let it loose on another platform, but I saved it. I saved it for us. I'm going to start off with the first one, and it's called The Loss of Innocence. School shootings, murder-suicide, shootouts resembling the wild, wild west, unprovoked violence often ending in the loss of innocent lives, hate crimes, uncontrollable rage, even death, and lawlessness. Blood and gore in our children's video games, to which we have sunk, is a heartbreaking shame. And although there are many reasons/excuses for this, when it's actually realized and recognized, the truth is exposed, and sin is its name and the blame. Those endearing moments of tenderness and bonding and learning and nurturing have definitely changed. The oral tradition of passing our history on is no more. The security of life in each of our neighborhoods is threadbare, because the sad reality is that anymore, very few actually care. When the fullness of this really registers, how could this not make your very spirit soar. No longer are our elders respected, revered, and valued for the wealth of knowledge and the sharing of those oh-so-valuable life lessons. Present-day morals and values found upon these most important weapons, forged from seemingly innocuous verbal sessions. What's completely at the core of this decline and this disdain of what was our source of longevity and strength and honor throughout our history? What is it that has altered our perception of wrong and right, or diminished our pride and love of self, that now it is almost lost from sight? We have lost our light and now exist in our own self-imposed night. When we slip from our royal and wise path of old, we entered into one of the saddest seasons ever told. And sadly, we've been there ever since. We have embraced the loss of innocence. And that's that piece.
Oh, you haven't doubted me from day one. You have not doubted me from day one. Okay. So I said you haven't doubted me from day one.
And I'm not going to start now. I'm not going to start now.
That piece right there says a mouthful to those that are paying attention. I like in the beginning when it was when you're talking about as far as everybody has separated and went their own direction, and it was kind of in the beginning and the middle, but you were saying that as far as everybody was separated and went their own direction and forgot what the essence, what the ancestors had passed down. And as far as, like, everybody's from their own corners, their own sections, so everybody's stuck in their own ways. That's the way I took it. Everybody's stuck in their own ways, and when you see a new brother coming down the street, you got your guard up because you're in your own ways, you know. And then you're forgetting, like, there was a purpose of what our ancestors did, come so far and dispersed and separated each other. So that piece got me kind of on another level.
Mm. See what our daddy would do with a piece. He touched everybody in a way that you know, a different way that's meant for them in their situation and meant for them for maybe their mission from him. You know, he don't play with this. He don't play.
You know what I want to ask you, right?
What was on my mind when I wrote that?
Close.
Okay.
But it's me asking you the question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is you writing to?
Nobody in particular, really. That piece came about a few nights ago when I was looking at the news and saw this kid, 15 years old, that may possibly be charged as an adult for a murder. And it just weighed upon me how how crazy the world is today. And when I thought about it, you know, I it's the innocence that we had when we were, well, I'm going to say me because I'm a little more seasoned than you, but I believe you're in this phase as well. You know, when as kids, we shoot marbles, climb trees, we chase each other and play, you know, hide. We had fun. We did things. Nowadays, when you think about, they're looking at Grand Theft Auto and all these things where they games with blood, gore, and murder and mayhem. These are games that the kids are watching, and we wonder why they grow up with a less than revered feeling towards human life. Everything on TV
yeah.
is bang, bang, shoot 'em up. Or smartalicious. You know, you're either killing somebody or you're just running around here spreading your feet everywhere. You know, the innocence,
yeah.
maturity of life is gone. And that's what hit me and really made me write that. And I really had nobody or no one or nothing in particular in mind. I just had the right to speak to where we are today.
Well, I appreciate that piece because, like I said, from day one, you haven't died to me. Like, I could find something in everything that's coming on these shows. That's the crazy part. But everybody, to me, like, everybody's like a 12 disciples. Everybody is their own character, but they're still part of the body. And that's really what I'm, you know, gathering my nourishment from is from the body when everybody
Absolutely.
Comes together. So I appreciate these pieces, man.
Yeah.
I don't
Just
know how many
like
times it, I keep saying that, but
and,
I really be meaning it.
You know, I can relate to that because there's some times when I tell the listeners how much I really appreciate them being here, how much I get more from them than I could ever give to them. And, you know, I say it frequently, but you know, I mean it from the bottom of my heart when I say it.
Yeah.
All right. The second piece. Okay. This popped up. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I do now. This piece is called Praise. I'm coming before you, Father, and in this I pray that you hear my words as well as what's buried within my heart. I'm truly trying to ensure you fully understand how desperately I want you and need you to know how grateful I am, how blessed I am that you saw fit to even notice me and my backslidden sinful self. I praise you, Lord, for it was you that enabled me to realize my spiritual wealth. I come before you, Father, to praise your holy name, that powerful name that empowers me that I may never be the same. No longer can I be that hell-bound soul. No longer can I be bereft of eternal life. No more can I be alone or forsaken, thanks to my Lord Jesus the Christ. No longer do I have to exercise futility and sacrificing for my sins, for you have paid the ultimate price. I praise you upon waking and all the day long. And when I prepare to sleep, I shall praise you then as well. For you are the only God I know who can guarantee my pardon from hell. I praise you, Father, for simply being the merciful God that you are. You spared me from numerous fatal episodes, helped me financially, and have never once thrown it in my face. You, my Lord, are so marvelous, so loving, so generous with your loving grace. You deserve more praise than I could ever show. I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that this is something that you know. I praise you, my Father, and peace.
And to anybody that's listening, that piece right there can be personal because that's a personal relationship.
Yeah.
That's a personal relationship. You're showing gratitude, you know what I mean, as far
yeah.
as from the beginning you was doing your duty and then came to realization you had to do your push-ups and admit your faults.
Mm-hmm.
And then turned around and was like, thank you for being there, for recognizing my faults. And then, you know, turned around from that point and regardless of our, you know, difference of opinion, we all come from the same creator in a sense. But, yeah, it's a personal relationship. It goes back to being personal. So it's kind of like, again, what do you want? What do you, I can't say nothing more, thank you. Yeah, that was a good one. That's definitely a good one.
But
you're unlocking some things
in
me.
An answer to your question that you usually ask, you already answered it.
Yeah.
That was written there. That was a personal one. That was to my father. I needed him to understand that, you know, even in my lapses, my shortcomings, I recognize what he's done in my life, what he is doing. And I just need him to know how much I love him for being who he is. He didn't
man,
have to
he,
do it.
That's definitely good. That's definitely a good piece right there, man. You expressed your love, and the love was transparent. You know what I mean? Everybody's definition of love is different nowadays, but your love, your definition of
about that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you definitely was transparent about your relationship.
Yeah, you know, and it's so crazy because there was a time when, you know, I would go to church every Sunday. I was an altar boy, sang in a choir, all of that. But externally, it was almost like I was ashamed to let everybody know because I didn't want to be not accepted or whatever. You couldn't get me to pray for nobody out in public or nothing, none of that. Try that now. He showed me his true colors. He showed me who he was. Man, you can't get me to shut up when I'm talking about the Lord right now. Anywhere.
I heard that.
I ain't skirt no more.
Okay.
I'm no longer scurry. But you know what? I'm not sure if... I think you may have heard this next brother previously. I'm not sure. We got a phenomenal brother just about to grace the mic, none other than C-34 Music. C-Dub, what's going on, bro?
Brother Paul, how are you? And hello, Alonzo. Nice to meet you. They call me C double, like you're seeing double. 34 Music, not CW, like the TV channel or the ones that made Raisin Bran, basically.
Ooh. That's right. Clarification. I ain't mad at you. Let them know because you're coming to put Bigfoot down. I ain't mad. Let them know. Stop playing with the game already.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Hey.
There you go.
And tell my friends in the background I said hello.
Yeah, you know there's a few in the background. But, you know, everybody's in Eagles mood right now.
Okay.
Oh, they are?
And I ain't mad at them. I'll be there.
They're my guilty pleasure. Look, they're my guilty pleasure when my Steelers don't do anything.
Hey, uh-huh. I'm just stirring the pot. I got the wooden spoon. You know that wooden spoon that's in all the black folks' houses. I got that wooden spoon right. I don't even watch TV, so I'm just in there for the good game. Let's throw some more seasoning up in here.
Yep, loud. I understand.
What you got for us tonight, boss?
Well, I have this piece that I did music for, but I remixed it for this show, and it's called Thinking Back. So whenever you're ready.
Thing.
Thank you.
You're ready.
Thank you. I reflect on nostalgia from time to time, but I don't stay in the past. Looking behind me causes unnecessary pain. Until I become this pillar of salt, revisiting my personal Sodom and Gomorrah, reexamining the destruction from my choices. Here comes the same emotions again, depression, anger, sadness, and lots of regrets. On my playlist, I hear Cher singing, If I Can Turn Back Time. Then after that, Holding Back the Years by Simply Red. In this space of fantasy, making a quantum leap, changing each mistake I made with an eraser. Sketches show the man I have become today and growing. Someone with standards and unafraid to say no. Willing to take risks and never scared to lose a thing. confident in himself and not an accessory to these crimes of passion, but back to life, back to reality, the here and now, like Vandross. Back to my advanced age and state of mind, fighting inner sins, examining the cost. Had to wake up out of my state of shock. I'm who I be because of who I am is. Restored from self-inflicted damages where I can't blame her or those I hero worshipped. I was thinking back, but that's done and I forgive myself. The moment I see tomorrow is another day I can say I'm blessed. Anyone who puts a hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I'm not here to resurrect and keep alive my ancestors because that's witchcraft. Now just letting God accepts me into heaven. Best at peace.
Wow. All righty then. Thinking back is a beautiful thing where you can think back and see your growth. See where God's brought you from. See what he saved you from. You know? And you can kind of get a glimpse of the direction that he's guiding you into. You know, but I really love that part about, what was it, you're talking about changing your mistakes with an eraser?
Yes.
Man, look, if that doesn't speak about so many things in my life that I've had to do, just go back and erase them. You know, because once God forgives me for them, I can erase them and just change them and move on to bigger and better things. Shut a mouthful on that piece,
yes,
my brother. I like that a lot. And I would love to hear that with music to it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's well, you know, I already know what question I wanted to ask, but I think we all know who you was talking to. So I'm still coming. Don't even worry. I'm still coming. The thing is now, I call this the Black Mirror. So now the Black Mirror is a reflection of yourself, right? A reflection of yourself. If you could talk to yourself 10 years from now, what would you say? Peace right there sound like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like I said this to another brother, but it sounds like you're walking a journey and you're trying to wake up some folks along the way. You found yourself along the way, but it was as you're going along the way. It's kind of like the book of Eli. You've been blinded, or I wouldn't say, well, you could say Eli or Paul. You used a lot of biblical references, but you was blinded along the journey. You found your way, and along the way, you're picking up certain individuals, or you're waking up people, certain individuals, I should say. And my question is to you is, what would you say to yourself 10 years from now?
I would say mistakes I've made before is what made me who I am now. So trying to go back and do that quantum leap and changing things, it probably could have messed me up. So let those choices that I made that was wrong be the lesson for somebody else. So for 10 years from now, I won't be looking back like Lot's wife. I will be futuristic like Jesus Christ is.
So we'll put Christ in the sand, in a sense. I understand what you're saying, not looking back. So you're kind of making a groove along the way for those that are coming up, something like our ancestors would have been doing, leaving some kind of sign along the way.
Yeah. But when I become an ancestor, I will be going to sleep. y'all ain't gonna keep me. Y'all ain't gonna keep me alive. Y'all gonna let me rest.
Right?
Y'all can talk about me all you want to, but you ain't waking me up out of my sleep. My sleep number mattress is 34.
Okay. What the double gush?
I love your that influence to, it took all that you went through, because I tell people in a minute, it took all the stupid mistakes I made, the innocent mistakes I made, the unfair things that were done to me, the good things, it took everything to make me who I am today. And I'm a better person. I'd like to think I'm a better person today because of all of that. You know, those things he allows us to go through to allow us to grow through. You know, so I appreciate you bringing that out. You kind of confirmed my thoughts to myself.
Yeah, brother, I do appreciate you.
Thank you, sirs. I'm going to go in the house, spend time with my wife, watch the Eagles and Cowboys. So,
watch the Eagles victory.
God bless the both of you. God bless both of you. One love, one mic. Yes, one love, one mic.
Oh, man. That piece right there. And as soon as I get back to where I need to be, here we go. All righty. Yeah, now that, both of them pieces was hot. But I've come to not expect anything less than that from C-Dub. Or anything less from this next caller.
Who we got coming?
You've met her before. You've met her before. We're about to hear from the country of Canada. Our neighbors up
there. Oh, yes.
Lady, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good.
So how's it? How is?
I'm kind of mourning the fact that summer's gone and it's getting colder. In October, the light, the leaves are all turned and it's beautiful and everything. But I'm a summer baby.
I'm with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Like
okay.
You said, but, man, I need that Cali weather.
Yeah.
Look, I was born in August, so I understand the summer weather. You know, the crazy part is I just don't want to be in the direct sun for so long. I would love to tell you, but then I would think you're CIA. But,
date.
I'm just playing. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. It's 24th.
Okay. I'm August 11th.
Who sent you? That's why. No, when's yours? It sounds like you're
August
close.
August 11th.
Okay, you're a Leo. Okay, you guys are supposed to be. We're supposed to be best friends.
That's right. Leos and Leos apparently are the best match I've heard.
Oh, no, I'm a Virgo, but I understand.
We're gonna start
an outside battle up this play. I love you.
Yeah,
so I got a poem that's a little bit different, I guess. If you would like me to read, I will read it, unless you've got questions that you want to ask. Everybody always has questions before the show with each reader, so I don't know if you had something like that.
One question I have.
Go ahead.
Does the piece that you're about to do have a reference to water in it?
I don't think so.
What? You mean that's true?
I don't.
Oh, you on a roll.
I don't think this one does. No.
Van really started something with you, didn't he?
Yeah, no. I have, most of them do, but I don't have in this one. This one's called So Heavenly Minded.
Mm.
Shall
that's
I begin?
No, I'm anxious. I really want to hear this one, too.
I know, right?
Okay, so heavenly minded. It became about dogma, doctrine, and dictatorship. It became a game of who's looking, best face showing kinship. Control, chaos, confusion, it ruined what we had. Rules and regulations, all worldly things for bad. As long as you conform, gave up your sinful life, including movies and dance, the devil's tools, for strife, obedience without question, submission to the end. It moved from spirituality to man-made laws so grim. Bending, stretching, twisting, words etched on the pages, suiting his own agenda from the book of all the ages. Righteous indignation, felt for many years, wrath born out of fury mixed with salty tears. In time I am forgotten, ghostly woman alone stood. He became so heavenly minded he was no earthly good. God is not a tyrant, cruel or undermining. God is love and patience, kindness and understanding. End poem.
Bravo, bravo.
Okay.
That is something that needs to be brought to the light, you know. We've changed, man has changed that relationship that we have with God to rules and regulations and doctrines that were made by man, a lot of which. That, and it brings a light to what I say frequently is that religion equals division.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the Baptists and this one and that one and this one and all of the other sects.
The spiritual aspect
separating
blew out the door in organized religion, as far as I'm concerned. I think that there's a fine line between people being spiritual and loving God and serving the Lord and being a slave to not cutting your hair or wearing long dresses or not going to the movies or no dancing, that sort of thing. It just became so, and we're divorced now, I have to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could tell you all kinds of stories that had to do, and the more that was said about things, the more I dug my heels in because I thought, you know, this is not what it's about. It's not about, I'll give you one example. One Sunday afternoon, I was doing, I had three kids with two babies, and I was doing the diapers, and I hung them on the clothesline, and he said, what are you doing, hanging those diapers on the clothesline? The neighbors can see you, and he was, like, really, really angry about it, and if you're going to do laundry or diapers, can't you just put them in the dryer? And I just looked at him, and I said, well, God can see them in the dryer, can he?
Did that shut him up?
You know, because that's how I focused on it. That's how I looked at it. It was a very personal relationship. So this stuff used to drive me crazy. And anyway, that's what I'm.
No, like you said in the beginning of the poem too, it's about a control. It's about who has the control over the mind, and once they have the control over the mind, the body will follow. So over the time and over generations, like I said, it's been watered down, and like the difference between man-made and God, it's a major difference. But those that are not paying attention, what we're writing about, that's the things that we're seeing. That's the things that we're going through, the test of life. That makes us better, you know what I mean? And I appreciate having this show because we collect. That's that medium that I always be talking about, that unseen thing, that energy. There's very few that are connected or want to connect with that. You know, it's known out there, but how many people are actually making a move on that energy or trying to build on that thing? So it's like... this is a great platform.
There's a schedule, there's a routine, there's a behavior that must be practiced before you can be considered a Christian.
Right, and it's all about the discipline. So yeah, you're right. It's and the lack of knowledge is what got half the people stuck into a routine that's been centuries old and don't know how to change. It's a lack of knowledge that they want to learn. Once they learn that knowledge, then everybody will be on a godly level. But until everybody knows who God is, you know, we're going to be here going through these trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we're not perfect. Well, I'm nearly perfect, but most people.
are you going to stop stealing my line?
That was a joke. You got
She beat me to the punch on that one because that's something that I always say. but I love that piece. So do you have another little tidbit for us tonight, or was that that it for
I do have another one, but it doesn't go with that one. It's a completely, let me see, I had it here. Now I've lost it, of course.
You know, Lady, man, you always been connected to the spiritual. All your pieces have been connected to the spirits. So I'm pretty sure.
Thank you.
You got some.
I have one. I wrote this, and I really like this poem. And it's called, it's called Dream, a State of Mind Characterized by Abstraction and the Release from Reality. And I would like to read that, if I may. Okay, because this is the world.
You most certainly may.
Thank you. He had a dream. He tried to release from reality. We believed him. We believed it could be done. The dream could come true, a utopia of love, nirvana. I believed it could be achieved. He wanted better. We needed better. Dream, we were told. We altered our state of mind to enhance the dream, made love, protested war, came together black and white. We were family, Asian, indigenous, and everyone in between. We were paradise. We were a revolution of love. He had a dream. I believed it. I saw it. Just inches from fruition. Excitement, flow, joy worn on all faces. Music sang the dream. He was God's messenger. His soldier. A savior, too. There was hope. Yes, excitement flowed. Then his blood flowed. The war was over. Men came home to nothing. Soldiers still do. Blood is shed for nothing. Lives are lost for nothing. Don't speak to me of patriotism and fighting for your country. Your country turned its back on them when they all came home. BS. War is bullshit. And young men and women are paying with their lives, their minds, and with broken bodies. Where is the dream for them? Where is the dream? Nothing has been learned, nothing. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Martin Luther King Jr. It is utter darkness. Love is gone. It's caught the last train out like the song. Hate prevails. Prejudice, white on black, black on white, Asians, indigenous people, and all nations. One against the other. Hate lives. It has destroyed the dream. End poem.
Another nice piece. And I think Alonzo probably zeroed in on a few lines as well, being an ex-military man, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you noticing that. But I think throughout that whole poem, I think what you're saying is love tops everything.
No.
You know, we go out shooting each other. I mean, way back to the crusade, killing folk in the name of God, you know, like he needs our help. You know, or now we're going to start a war over one facade, but it's for a personal agenda, you know. But if we allow love in the equation, millions of lives would have been spared.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you focusing on the mistreatment of soldiers who can't come back. You force them out there to do your bidding, and then you turn your back on them when they come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible. Upwards to 90, I think it's 90% or greater of homeless men in the United States are soldiers out of the military.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veterans.
That's
a disgrace.
Unconscionable. It really is.
Yes.
It really is. What you got
to say? I would like to chime in and say that I am part of the 92% that was homeless. There's still plenty of us that are out there, young veterans that came home, combat veterans, Where is the dream? The dream is within ourselves, but the thing, peace personal, yes. Paul, you was right. There's quite a few lines in there that made me sit there and think, like, the things that I've done for this country. Whew. Sorry if I, not if, I don't like if. If stands for I have to, you know, but I'm not trying to be that guy. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do right. Where is that dream? And I have to come from within and believe in myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's crazy.
Sometimes
what,
we
the
need
help
help
that
I,
yeah,
I wanna,
when you come
I'm
home.
Not, I'm Canadian, but we have veterans too in our country. But I want to say thank you for your service.
Oh, no worries. There's
thank
a lot of
that.
Us that are on the line right now that you know, did our time. And I appreciate you for recognizing that. Just like Paul said, I appreciate you for recognizing that because it is a real subject. It is a real issue. There's real people out there, such as myself, that are actually going through it 24 hours, 7 days a week. And you know what I mean? Like, there's a point where you want to get emotional at the same time, like you said in your word, who cares, you know? Each individual got to find that right person or they're burning their time and it's just making the situation worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a ticking time bomb waiting to happen.
And ceremony and wrap the trees with the yellow ribbons and then you come home and have to fight for what's rightfully yours to get help and get a place to live and it's really, really unbelievable.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that there's not out there. I'm just, it's not out there for every veteran is what I'm saying. And let alone the help that is out there, there's things that the each veteran goes through day by day by the world without the organizations or the things like that. You know what I mean? Personal issues. You know what I mean? That the organizations can't help the veteran out with. It's all mental or things of that nature. Family issues, financial issues. I mean, there's places that can help out certain situations, but for the most part, for the young generation or the newer generation, I want to say young because it is young, but a lot of my elders are going through the same thing. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like I'm starting something new. I heard the Vietnam generation come home and they was called baby killers. And that's just crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to me. But, hey, I can, point being, I appreciate your peace. Thank you for relating to us. Thank you for that peace.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Lady A, I thank you so much for coming through. I'm glad to hear you back over here again. We missed you. And I hope that we get to hear from you a little more often.
Thank you so much. I'll do my best.
That's all we can ask for. That's all we can ask for. So we have to send you to the praise lounge. And once again, thank you so much for coming through. One love, one mic, and God bless you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Back at you, buddy.
Wow. Yeah, Eliza, that piece really, I kind of took that personal as well. Because the reality is saddening. It's saddening, it's depressing, and then it's maddening. And you think, okay, I put my life on the line for a country, and then I come home from doing what they ordered me to do, only to get less
troubled around, basically. Yeah. And my benefits, I got to put my benefits together instead of, you know what I mean, like what was promised to me from day one. And it's not like I'm saying that America is a bad spot because had it been, I'd have found my way out of it by now. But, you know what I mean, like, to each his own, and this is why I have trust issues. This is the reason why I have the sentimental, you know, all the PTSD, the mental issues that I do have, is because I'm stuck in my home, which is America, and I got to fight America after I fought for America. You know
absolutely
what I mean? So it just puts a kind of whole nother twist, especially with the suit or uniform that I have on. That's just crazy because I'm wearing two uniforms. You know what I mean when I say that, you know? So it's a whole different twist. I'm fighting myself, let alone the units of life that are out there on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, I'm putting my own issues out there, so whatever, as far as the energy, the universe is going to feed me back. But at the same time, there's times when you don't say nothing. And then life is just doing what life's doing. It's like, oh, man, I didn't know that was part of the PTSD. You know what I mean? But damn. You know what I mean? But.
And, you know, you said something really important earlier that it comes down to a mental thing because in the lack of support, you have a choice to allow that lack of support to drown you or to use the same strength that you use to make it through what you've been through, to continue making it through. It's sad that you have to, but that's irrelevant. It's what's best for you. You've got to dig within yourself to decide that, okay, they're not going to do this for me. They're not going to offer me this. They're not going to avail this to me. Well, I've got to find out how I can get what I need for me because at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to be blessed
right.
or suffer. So,
right.
That's something that we all need to remember, that in the lack of that, and this means we got to step up our game for ourselves because it's about us, our sanity, our health, our spirituality, everything is tied up in that. So we have got to just realize that, okay, there's nobody there for me or there's only a few there for me. So, okay, I got to be there for me.
You know, the crazy part is, too, it's kind of like what you was taught to be a man growing up. That was the same message. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to be there for you.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna give you. Nobody's going to have a handout for you. It's just crazy because growing up, you think, oh, these are going to be the homies for life. These are my buddies for life. I was in kindergarten with you. 10 years down the road, you see life has a whole different meaning. They go their direction. You go your direction. You still friends, quote unquote. But as I said earlier, everybody's definition of love is different. So your love and that relationship may change up.
Ten years
down the road, 20 years down the road, you know what I mean? You're not the same friends as you was K through 12. So it's just crazy.
Absolutely.
It's crazy with you. Man.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to take a real quick, short music break, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Your family's fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free. Living now my dreams. God's been good to me. Oh, 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 I'm blessed. Yeah, 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 yeah. Living every moment, no regrets. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, and I hope everybody else can feel that way as well. But Lonzo, we have one more poet in queue, and I think this one is going to be a beautiful way to end up the show. So I'm going to open up this next mic for none other than Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Happy Sunday, Queen. Are you muted, Gina?
I am. Happy Sunday. Glad to be here. I'm either mutating or forget to raise my hand. One or the other. You can count on me
well,
not that great.
And I'm familiar with both, so I already know.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That's all right. We make it do what it do when we get through.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I'm glad you made it. I know you're bouncing around tonight.
Me too, yes, absolutely. So I hosted my show over at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse. We're actually featuring Pharrell next Sunday. We'll be interviewing him.
Oh, really?
And yes, we will. Oh, yeah. So I look forward to that.
Nice. Hmm. You might have to do something. I don't know. I'd like to hear that. Oh well, I got a week.
Look
to
at
do
you
now.
Look at you.
I will send you an invitation, absolutely, and hopefully the replays will be on, and you'll be able to listen to it, even if you can't participate.
Sounds like a plan.
No problem.
Miss Freestyler, what you bring for us tonight?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that because I wrote this piece.
What? Oh, you want to shut me down? Okay.
No, it's not to shut you down. It's an awareness for breast cancer for the month of October. I have an aunt who's battling breast cancer currently, one who had a lumpectomy, two who passed away, and a cousin as well who is a breast cancer survivor. So, I want to do this one because I wrote it a couple hours ago for my show. So I'm going to share it with y'all too.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes, please. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Something we need to discuss.
It's important.
Mike is yours.
You know, at an alarming rate, people of color, men and women of all ages and all socioeconomic backgrounds are dying from breast cancer, and the best way to survive is early detection. So I titled this piece simply, "Can You Breast Cancer?" I'm my mother's only daughter, my brother's only sister, my daughter's primary parent, and I'm the only Gigi to the famous three. When it comes to cancer expressed through that of the breast, I fear it. No age, race, or gender is excluded. Early detection through mammograms are your best bet. When neglected, the outcome is usually regret. I have seen things unspeakable. The smells at the cancer center are unfathomable. My stomach would churn, my eyes would burn. Two aunts died while another two survived. One had a lumpectomy and the other a mastectomy. The breakdown is this. The tumor removal with the breast intact and then the latter. No breast remained and the lymph nodes were also removed from under her arm. My primary care physician, as well as my support system, keep me in check. And if that diagnosis, one that I get someday, I will cover my missing breast with scar with a tassel pasty and twinkle like the little star that I was meant to be. Wearing pink to make people think that you need to do a self-exam, not just in October, but every single month. Breast cancer needs to know that I am not afraid of you, because I am the storm.
I know that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that's right.
Women of power.
Thank you.
And I think if more women took that attitude, and I can't speak for them because I'm not one and I haven't had to go through breast cancer. Although I had a cousin that I took care of up until he passed with breast cancer. So, fellas, we can get it as well. Okay.
Absolutely.
But I know that it's particularly crippling to a woman. If more women find a way not to let the fear of it cripple them. Because once that happens, I think you've already lost half the battle.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate you coming through, offering encouragement to the queens out there that may undergo this.
Yeah.
And when I finish with Eugenia,
right.
I have a piece that I'm going to have to do for breast cancer as well, because this is Breast Cancer Month, and you really brought it home with that piece.
Can't put awareness out there, because that's definitely what I got out of that message. You're definitely one of the sisters that is like you sound like you're putting on a rally in the first sense, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you actually coming out and doing that piece.
I'm wearing pink right now. I take care of my mother and her sister that I call my second mom. She's getting her port removed. That's where they would put the radiation in through the port and her medication
mm-hmm.
as well. It's going to be removed on Tuesday. That'll be the last phase in it. The lymph nodes came back negative. There was no cancer found in her armpit. And the lump itself was removed intact when they removed her breast. And like I told her, you know, when she lost her hair, I said, I also have lost my hair, but I lost it to lupus. And if you put on a big pair of earrings and a little lipstick, you'd be surprised how pretty you see yourself in the mirror, even with no hair, because we're not our hair.
Okay.
And I told her I would do so. And she was like, no, baby, you have a full head of hair, big curly afro. Hold on to it. So I am. But if at any time she changes her mind, I don't have a problem with getting the clippers out and taking it all off. So we don't just, in the family, we don't just uplift and support each other. We don't just pray ourselves through adverse times. We do what we must, and I'm not attached to my hair. So at any given point, if anybody I know is struggling with their appearance or not loving themselves because they've lost part of them or feel like they're less than, in any given time and place, they need to know to look in the mirror and say, I love you, to their reflection. Okay, moving forward.
Yes, yes. Well said.
Amen.
Well
beauty
said.
Beauty comes from within.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you, guys. So I'm looking forward to your piece, Paul. I'm going to go to the praise lounge and get my praise on.
All right.
Amen.
One love, one light.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, she made me have to do this piece. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get on my job. And
yeah, I didn't hear no drum rolls, no time through this whole session. Like, what up, though?
These things were so powerful, Drumbo wouldn't do.
Oh, man.
That was a good cover-up one. This, oh, let me see, when did I write this? It was a couple years back. This was from 2019. You know, but I'm just going to go ahead and share it. It's called Breast Cancer. Breast cancer awareness should be for the entire year. We need to eradicate and educate this attack on those we hold dear. This thing is most definitely subtle by how it chooses to attack. Yes, it may even cause some queens to lose their breast. But it attacks way deeper than that. This enemy causes queens to underestimate their beauty. Size is all that they are. Queens, you must understand this. Your essence and your spirit and strength is more desirable by far. Breasts and nipples are surely a plus, especially when in the throes of lust. But your humor and compassion, your strength and support, your independent dependencies are much sexier and desirable. That gentle caress when cares of life weighs us down. That empowering look that says, I know you got it. Uncertainty clouds our minds. These traits and so much more are what makes you man's equal. The physical attack of cancer may be somewhat inevitable, but the psychological is strictly up to you. Never forget, with or without your breasts, you are a woman through and through. So let's drop your feelings of doubt and shame away. Let's tears of joy and self-esteem. Let the air speak with self-confidence that's never, ever before been seen. And bask in the well-deserved glory that you shall certainly glean. Let your life exemplify the perfection that could be you. So reach beyond breast cancer and reveal that which is true to you. And show a holy God revealed by little old you. Cancer could never define who you are, could never replace the God in you. So at the end of the day, it's entirely up to you. Is it cancer or God who defines you? Poem.
If I ever heard appreciation for a woman, that was it. If I ever heard an appreciation remix, a Maxwell song remix.
I'm glad you got that from there, because these women have to know. You know, I can imagine the trauma if a man had to have his testicles removed, because we attribute that to a manhood. So I imagine.
What do you mean? That's the worst of the worst. Can you imagine your stomach just bloating out? Oh man, that can't.
Yeah. I want them to know that's not what makes them desirable. That's not what makes them valuable. That's not what makes them beautiful.
Exactly.
The breasts were simply a vessel to feed children. We took it other places, but it's not who you are. It's inside of you, that spirit that's in you that makes you that beautiful queen. So
it's your beauty.
Use that. Yes, yes. You're beautiful, bald-headed, without breasts. You're beautiful. God don't make mistakes, and he don't make no junk. So you were created by God. God created woman out of love. For his first love, which was man, because we came first. He loved us first.
I love
that. First. Out of
I
his
love how
he
ended that.
My
bad. My bad. No, I was saying I love how you ended that with the little old you. I got to thank for Shorty, too. So I'm just saying. Just
yeah, that's right. There's still a job for the kingdom for you to do. There's still people to be blessed by you. There's still people to be inspired by you. So don't ever give up on yourself, and don't ever sell yourself short, ladies. That's
okay. That part.
And Gina, thank you for bringing the breast cancer awareness to the light this evening. Man, you know, I'm glad that I count these shows by quality, not quantity, but this is one of the better shows we've had, I believe, because of the messages.
You said that the last short show.
This one topped that?
You said that the last show.
I'm hoping we did another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know we do fire.
During football season, we're going to have a lot of these short shows. But that's going to mean nothing because they come.
The show wasn't even short. I was just saying that because it just seemed like it, everything that we said was just back to back to back to back. And there was no pause. We had no commercials. So it just seemed like everything seemed to flow. So it didn't even seem like it was 2 hours or some change. It wasn't really even a short show.
It's been an hour and a half, yeah. But you'll see once football season is over, we're going to be hitting 2 hours and possibly 3 hours per program. But that's okay. It's about the power of the program, not the length of it. And I think what was said tonight definitely touched someone. And that's all we need. Somebody was touched, uplifted, or inspired. Job is done.
You're right.
So, my brother, you know, when we come to the end of the show, we don't have Van today, so I'm sorry. I don't have the whole rundown for the week, but I can tell you this, that Monday through Sunday at 319-527-6300, Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, has something for you. Just dial that number.
Really though.
Consciousness.
Just push play. Turn it up and push play.
There you go. Put it on that speaker and sit back and if you got something to say, don't forget to push one. That way you
okay.
know you want to come
Hello.
On. Okay.
Hello. Now, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Okay, how you doing? And I love the one. Let's talk about it. I might be wrong with the title, but whatever is on your mind, on your heart, whatever is grieving you, you can talk about it. Speak. You know, they have some that are sensual. You got a little bit of everything on here. Tiffany got something for you every night of the week. But before we close up. If you don't mind, Alonzo, would you pray us out? But before that, I want to give this last public service announcement.
Yes, sir.
Sounds wonderful to me. You've heard us talk about personal relationships with God. Okay, that's what we want to encourage you on. I'm not pushing you towards any religion. But I do want you to know that if you're interested in this Christ that you hear us talk about, or God, don't hesitate to hit us up. We'll be sure to share with you of our knowledge and steer you in the direction so that you can start gleaning your own knowledge and maybe bring some of that knowledge back to impart to us because we don't have all the answers. But we won't stare you long. I'll tell you, I don't know if I don't know, or I'll get back to you. And that's going to give me some homework to go find out and then get back to you. But we will never stare you long. But you need to, in this day and age, you need to be a relationship with him.
Amen. Personal relationship.
Yes.
Let me add this in because a lot of people feel some type of way when you say personal relationship with him. A lot of guys want to feel some type of way because we wasn't taught to have a relationship with a him. unless it was our daddy. Yeah. You know what I mean? But in this case, you're putting a limitation. We need you to understand that there is a creator out there. Understand that there is something outside of the man-made plans that you see on a day-to-day basis. There's a whole world that has been created before you and will be here after you. And that all we want you to do is be in tune with your creator, a personal relationship with your creator. That's really, at the end of the day, what we're looking for.
And if they get hung up on that Sam thing, like you were saying, you know, the only him that we were to be in a relationship with is our daddy. But who do you think him is? He's your father.
That part.
You know?
But you know, a lot of generations are listening to today within the broken home. They don't know that the understanding of a father or, you know, they just know that to them it's an uncle or something like that. So I'm trying to get in tune to those that understand that there's a father figure. We call it a father figure because of the structure. The nurturer, he's an alpha and he's an omega. I mean, we say he because it's an all-in-one. But at the end of the day, alpha, omega, the nurturer and the structure is what you need. The discipline in your life is what you need. That's what we need to get you in tune to.
Turn you on to that guidance that will never steer you wrong, that spirit that will never leave or forsake you. Even if you walk away from him, he's still that right there. Still right there.
Amen.
Wonderful thing. So before we go into prayer, I just want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And I want you to know how much I appreciate and respect each and every one of you. And I love you guys with the love of Christ. Alonzo, would you take us out, Ken?
May we bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for another blessed week. Thank you for another blessed month. Thank you for the time that we share amongst one another. Allow us to grow in your name, strong as one. Be stronger in your name, stronger in your ways, less in ours. Thank you for the mercy and the grace that you have put and bestowed on us. Forgive us for our sins and our self-righteousness. Thank you for the energy that you put out there, letting us know that whatever we do, you still have our back, that you will always forgive us as long as we turn to you and know that you are the way, truth, and life. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my all.